But abiogenesis, or this idea that life began naturally just on its own, no, that didn't happen. We don't have any evidence for that.
Oh, we have nothing but evidence of that, actually.
That is evidence of God, because you're put into a corner of either life began on its own naturally or God, because you don't have
we have overwhelming evidence of that.
Can you conceive of a third option other than it was God that did it, or life began on its own through some natural process?
Well, the problem is you actually can't conceive of God doing it.
What are you talking about?
Okay, conceive of it. Explain it to me.
So God creates life de facto. He sends out these life carriers who, when they find a,
I'm asking you to explain it, world, not claim it. Explain.
I am explaining it. They wait till the world has an ocean, and they plant life, and then they hang around and they evolution. They foster evolution until a humanoid man that can know God.
So who are these things with non-gendered pronouns that are doing this?
Life carriers.
What are they?
They are celestial beings that peruse the universe looking for these planets. That's their job. They're looking for planets that can possibly foster life.
What are they like? Tell me anything about them. Are they living? Are they robotic? Are they spiritual?
So many facts about it. Give me one second. I guess if you want to read the whole chapter, we can do it. I have an entire
chapter.
Paper on
the
it.
Chapter of what?
From the Urantia book. It comes from the Urantia book, and this is my religion. That's my favorite. Like, you know how Christians have the Bible as their favorite book?
How do you spell this? I've never heard of this before.
Book. I'm typing it in the chat. My favorite book. And ChatGPT is a great study resource.
So you're not a Christian, correct?
Not for all intents and purposes, no.
Well, then why is your username Bible Baby if you're a member of a completely different religion?
I'm thinking about changing it.
The Urantia book is a philosophical text first published in 1955. This is old enough for my grandpa to be like, yeah, I remember that. I remember when they made that up.
I remember when that started.
Well, my grandparents actually,
they
are all
the,
dead.
They got the revelation in like the 30s, I think, but they did. They sat on it for a couple decades. You know, there was a couple wars.
What wars?
World War I and World War II.
Oh. I thought maybe there was some kind of spiritual war that happened.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. But I don't know if, you know, I don't know if that's why they delayed, but you know, they were probably busy. I know well, that's just silly, but J.R.R. Tolkien in the foreword of his Lord of the Rings talks about how he was busy during the war, and he's like, sorry for the delay, from the Hobbit to now. I was fighting a war. Well, that's okay, JR. But it says life does not originate spontaneously. Life is constructed according to plans formulated by the unrevealed architects of being, and appears on the inhabited planets either by direct importation or as a result of the operations of the life carriers of the local universe. So it sounds like God can create it, just straight up create it.
But that's just a claim. It's not an explanation. So if I said to you, oh, no. Life just appeared on the planet totally naturally, and it did it through natural mechanisms. That's not really a very good explanation, is it?
No. Look.
Right. And when you use all these magical words to say God and the spirit queefers or whatever they're called did it.
Magical words. They're written by these super intelligent, they're beyond PhD level intellect, educated.
Oh, damn.
Freaking monsters. No, I'm just kidding. They're not monsters. They're celestial beings. But, you know, you got to just, you know, roll with the punches. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point is, you got to prove abiogenesis, bub. It's time for you now to prove to me that life began through a natural process.
Well, there would be overwhelming evidence of it. So, for example,
So we got ourselves a layman. Mom, we got a layman. He thinks there's overwhelming evidence. I don't really live with my mom.
And she doesn't, or
I just needed like a co-host at that moment. No, I live alone, actually. I don't even have any pets.
Based. Anyways, no. So, if life can only be the miraculous product of something, then life would be completely inexplicable, but it's totally explicable. Everything about life boils down to mere physical chemistry. And all life, if life just emerged spontaneously and life reproduces, then that would necessarily mean that all life on the planet is related, and it is. So in terms of the operation of life, we know literally almost everything about it, and all life is related. So we have just incredibly overwhelming evidence that life has a totally naturalistic origin on this planet.
Life is related. Life is related because they planted this the life plasma here, and then we evolved from it. So yes, that's all matches up with science. That's what they think, that there was this first cell that we all came from. Well, that's what the Urantia book says. But the cell is too complex to, even if you have the three things that you need for life, amino acids, fat, and sugar, or carbohydrates.
And nucleic
acids. You put
acids.
That together, you still don't have life. They don't, let me just ask you something, Peterson.
Yeah, we don't know how to make life from scratch, but we also can't create black holes from scratch. We can't create our own hurricanes. But the idea that a hurricane, therefore, is a miracle because we can't make them ourselves is pretty silly.
Okay, but let me ask you something. What is life?
What is life? As in, like, what is an organism or what is...
Just define life.
Sure. Life is a self-replicating chemical system that necessarily avoids equilibrium with its environment.
Okay, so you got the self-replicating part. What else? We also need a respiratory system.
No.
We need digestion. No. Yes. We need, yes, you have to be able to reproduce. You have to be able to breathe. You have to be able to digest. That's what life, it all entails.
So respiration is merely the exchange of gases. It doesn't necessarily mean you have lungs, but you're saying what the characteristics of life are.
A cell still has a respiratory...
Bible baby. I know. You're not telling me what life is. You're telling me the characteristics of life. If I asked you what is a car and you said cargo vroom, that's not what a car is.
What you should have said is scientists are struggling to define it themselves because we don't really even know.
That's true. There are rigorous debates about it. But of the life we know about on Earth, it is a self-replicating chemical system that necessarily wards off reaching equilibrium with its environment. That's a decent way of putting it, I feel.
You explain the last part about warding off. We might actually learn something here.
If something achieves equilibrium with its environment, then it can no longer be alive because living things have to have a metabolism, and they have to maintain a particular like chemical balance.
If they just
start to match their environment, then they're just inanimate matter in the environment.
Well, yeah. Well, that's just a given. Why even say that part then?
Because it's necessary for the definition of what a living organism is.
You become a part of all that is not alive.
You needed me to explain it to you, and then after I explained it to you, you said, yeah, duh, everybody knows that. No. At least one person in the world didn't know that. It's you.
It wasn't necessary to say. I thought that's what you meant. It's like, it's all you're saying is you become a part of what's not alive. That's all that's saying. Your environment, your non-living environment. Like, it's just being, you know, you're throwing about $5 words out there, buddy.
Right. So like if we think about it, like a car has to constantly take in air and fuel an engine, not a car, but it constantly has to take in like air and fuel. Otherwise, what it does ceases to occur anymore. The material will still exist there, but it sits there doing nothing. An engine isn't an engine unless it's doing work. And cells, in a way, are like really insanely complex engines. If they're not doing work, then they're not alive.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. You did a good job. You did a good job.
For a layman, yeah.
For a layman, you did.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you didn't throw out digestion and self. Well, you did say self-replicating.
Because yeah, that's not what life is. Those are things that life do.
The difference between those two things?
If I asked you what a car is and all you said was cargo vroom, that's not what a car is.
Let's just move on, dude. You have got to prove. Where's your evidence that abiogenesis occurred? Because I know
I already told you what I already told you the evidence.
Which is what?
You don't remember?
No, I don't. You didn't.
Okay, so if life is the product of miraculous creation, then life would not be understandable to mere humans. Because when you take the spiritual realm. And you talk about, look, there are supernatural or spiritual or godlike things that occur. God has powers to do particular things. We can claim that God does those things, but we can't explain them. We have no understanding or mechanisms for how magic, miracles, the supernatural, spiritual thing. We don't understand how any of that works. So if life can only be the product of miraculous creation, then life wouldn't be explainable. But it is. Everything we know about life can be boiled down to mere chemistry. And so what we see. Life operates from bottom up merely just
you're
through
wrong.
Chemistry.
We don't
I'm actually
know how
not
life
wrong.
Began on this earth, dipshit. Sorry for saying that last.
Yes, but we have overwhelming evidence that it was completely naturalistic. Because if it was completely naturalistic, then living things would merely be conglomerations of particles doing chemistry. And they are merely that. And all life on the planet is related as well, which is overwhelming evidence that life was not just in all of its forms created, but instead had a singular origin.
No, it's not that. People in chat are saying I'm insulting because I'm losing. You know what you're doing. It's called filibustering. It's not really called filibustering because that's when you take up a bunch of time, but it's like,
that's when a guy named Phil busts all over his keyboard.
Here's the deal. We don't have it figured out. The whole thing you're saying, you've made that assertion, but I'm trying to get to the evidence.
I gave you the evidence.
The claim. No, you made an assertion. Now I want you to provide the evidence.
No, I gave you the evidence. Began. The assertion is a naturalistic origin of life, and then I explained the evidence to you.
You did not provide any evidence, sir.
That's the exact opposite of what I did, actually. Do you have any evidence?
Maybe you've made an assertion or made an argument. Is that what you mean? Like the mm-mm. argument is the evidence?
No. I explained to you what the characteristics of life would be given a naturalistic origin. And then I explained how that is the case of what we see. So the evidence is not the same thing as the claim in this case. Do you have evidence?
No. See, the burden of proof is on you to provide. You have to provide evidence of abiogenesis.
I've done that.
And no, you haven't. Chad, has he?
Well, I have.
Somebody still, man, what evidence he's provided for abiogenesis. Just, it should be simple to just type it out.
Chat. If I have provided evidence, type literally anything at all. It doesn't matter what you type. If I have not provided any evidence, then don't type anything at all. So if the chat is completely silent, then you'll be correct. Oh, no, they're saying things.
Oh, okay, people agreeing with me. That must be I'm right.
No, I told them to type literally anything at all if I was right.
I must be right. No, but that's all I can offer you, man. I mean, at the end of the day, most Christians,
but you haven't offered anything.
I'll give you the Urantia book. I'll give you Dr. James Tor. These are experts, not like you, Peterson.
James Tor.
Yeah, James Tor is an expert. He's a published origin of
life.
Not
an origin of life research. He knows nothing about it. He's not. He's a physical chemist.
2024. This might be news to you, but he just published in 24.
Published what?
He's now an origin of life. Just for people to shut people up like you. Now we can say. He said that's why he did it.
Tell me
he's
the name of his article.
Life researcher, so you're not.
He literally isn't. What was the name of the article?
He literally is a published. Okay. Literally, he's not. Let's be honest. I'll give host that he's literally not. That's not what he does mainly. He's a professor at Rice University.
Yeah,
but
I know.
He is published. He's published Origin of Life.
Okay, and I've published research that says that life did evolve naturally on this. Abiogenesis is true. There, I wrote a real book with my own 2 feet.
Let me see that. It looks like a blank. Is that a book with blank pages? Let me see that.
The light is, I mean, the green screen effect and the light being really bright. Is
that a book about the mafia? He's just holding up a book about all the mafia bosses.
That was Albert Einstein and Georges Lemaitre. It was not the mafia.
Oh, well, that makes sense why they look. Einstein was Italian, right? Just kidding.
No, he was German.
I know he was German. But
Georges Lemaitre was Belgian.
That's all I got, folks. That's my time. You guys have on to the non-existent non-guest.
Okay, well, you have provided literally nothing. I award you no points, and I hope Spanky does not have mercy on your soul because you don't deserve it.
This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.